Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Your communication is like the shot clock communicator with the coach of the Hurricanes.
I think you deserve a minus one for lashing out.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Minus one for
lashing
out.
Do you understand the fight and the struggles to get to this building in the mornings? And I look at you, and you got your hot latte.
Wow, it's a cold brew.
Cold brew.
Nice. Must be nice.
And I'm ready to fight all of South Florida trying to get here.
Dude, when is the last time you've come in on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I gotta love
like,
that.
Like, that's what everybody finds odd here. You're acting like I'm doing the weird thing, but we had to talk about
this. I usually get
this.
A message. I check the message and say, let me make sure Tobes not going in.
Nope. I'm not going to let you do that.
You tell people when you don't come in.
Nope. No, that's not true. You never tell me. The only time you told me is you told me you weren't coming on Monday because you were saying, I'm doing Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
And you said you had car trouble. I said, okay, no bigs. I was still going in, you know? But you are the weird one here today. You're in on a Wednesday. You're never in on a Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the strange one. All right. You're the weirdo here, not me. And I'm getting yelled at.
All right.
And the odd thing is, I did text yesterday about stuff coming up and communicating and giving everybody heads up on stuff. I didn't think I had to on this because I'm just keeping up. You're the one who called an audible today. Somebody wanted the Miami traffic. That was you. I had a gut instinct. I said, hey, I'm probably, you know, I feel like I'm going to stay home.
Hey, your gut?
Let me tell you something.
That was right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why have I been staring at Manti Te'o?
Wow,
He's on Good Morning Football now. He's a star.
What is that? They fired Robert Griffin and they're like,
No, that's different channel.
Now that's ESPN.
That's
I don't
TV
think they fired channel. Any. I think the guy they used to have was one of the hell of the twins. One of them was on the Dolphins.
Oh, McCourty. Who do they have? McCourty.
They used to have McCourty. I don't think McCourty's on there anymore.
Yeah.
So Manti Te'o's been doing it. He was giving some love to Tua yesterday.
All right, I'll take it. He was wearing a ridiculous Notre Dame hockey.
It was ridiculous. It was a terrible strange outfit.
But, all right, I'll take love for Tua.
Yeah, well, I think they moved that show, watching and that show's on later now.
Sorry, that was my fault.
No, I'm just saying that show got moved, and now it's later. It used to be in New York. It used to be on at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes on until 10 now from L.A.
Oh.
And so I think some other guys didn't want to make the trip, and they said, hey, Manti Te'o, what do you think?
Yeah, it makes sense. Congrats to him.
Leroy is all he can think about, though. Leroy can just looks at the TV, and he just thinks catfish.
Yeah. Or he was one of those hype college players that was a dud in the NFL.
He was a dud, but he did play for what? 7 years?
Did he?
Wow.
Yeah, we talked about this. We did this recently. We looked up his resume. He played for like 7 years.
Okay. Well, I take it
back. But he wasn't
I take it back. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer if you can make it 7 years in any capacity, then you're impressing somebody.
Yeah, he was not, you know, obviously, you referred to this last week. Yeah, he was defensive Tim Tebow, but he had a more successful career than
yes,
Tim Tebow did.
Absolutely. Wow. And that's why I just backed down. I like, you know, I do quarterbacks playing a long time a little bit different.
Mm.
Right? Because if you get any NFL starts, that means you could be a backup for 10 years.
Right. Right. Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
I do have to know, based on your outfit, do you have a red track bottom as well? Because are you like working for the Russian mob now? Oh, okay.
But wait. Wait. I did coordinate.
Oh, okay. All right. Got a little
something. I was like, you look like you're a fan of Sergey Kovalev. Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I don't know why they had to go to the bathroom so much. I wanted to tell him it was annoying, but then I didn't.
I think oligarch KGB business, you know.
Oh, that was my goodness.
Bathroom that they had to go with. So the Miami Dolphins, their 53-man roster is set.
This is the first time, and correct me if I'm wrong, where you had 30 to 40 guys get cut, and you only know two names.
Yeah, I'd say so. I would say like,
right?
I would say like five guys. I was
five,
like,
yeah, that's right. Well, and two of the guys they brought in.
Right.
And signed, and they just cut bait on them.
Yeah, there was, I would say, like, out of, like, the maybes, the most, I don't even want to say stunning, but the ones that were like, all right, which way is this going to go? Ezukama.
Well, I heard something on the way in, because it took so damn long. was this. As great as he was in preseason, the last two preseasons, he is a preseason Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He's only had three catches in the NFL.
Yeah.
So you can waive him and bring him back. Nobody's going to steal him.
I don't think so.
You see what I mean? Because
he had a bad injury last year, a neck injury that derailed him. And then
right,
he's dealing with something here. And then Chris Brooks, he had the concussion and he got hurt in the last game too. So both guys that were kind of on the fence.
Right.
It's availability. Like, I don't know if they're going to be good to go or
it's,
not.
It's weird because if you're those guys and they say it's an availability thing and you look around this team, you're like, really? Yeah, really? Well,
You know, you're not Odell Beckham. I don't want to tell you.
But yeah, so and I would say this, and I was kind of upset when this happened. Why would you let Andrew Van Ginkle go? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When he was probably your best pass rusher at the end of the year, and he would have been one of those guys you could bring back for that mid-level, you know, not the super high, but not the super cheap, somewhere in the middle. You could have brought him back at a reasonable price because there's certain things that we knew we're going to have to improve out of the young guys. And what do we say about Storm Duck? Doesn't set the edge. Right?
Chop Robinson,
sorry. And so from that standpoint, that is, like, just look at what happened to Dallas. When their star didn't set the edge well, they ran at him. So you can't play him a whole bunch of plays.
Well, yeah, they definitely, he was a good player. They let him go. And I think that, you know, the price difference between like him and Barrett too, I don't think it was like that crazy. So that was definitely a weird one in the offseason.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the thing you talked about this yesterday with the tight ends, right? Like they went double the tight ends they did last year because they got Tanner Connor and Jonnu Smith. And that kind of allows them to be
flexibility with what they could do with that third wide receiver.
Right. Which, I mean, like their receivers, I mean, they couldn't ride a roller coaster. I mean, they're all 5'8 guys. But two of their 5'8 guys are amazing.
Wait, who's 5'8?
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle's not 5'8.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not.
We'll quibble over 5'9.
No.
They got him listed at 5'10, but they also have Tyreek Hill listed at 5'10.
All right, so, all right. I thought he was taller.
Nah.
Which is why I thought for sure they would keep Ezekama.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill are both 5'9ers. And then you got 5'8 Braxton Berrios and 5'8 Malik Washington.
Right. Well, Malik Washington also weighs about 150.
Yeah. So tiny receiver core.
Yes. But, you know, it's very cyclical. Because remember, there was a point in time where everybody wanted a giant as a wide receiver.
Yep.
And we went through that stretch of what? 10, 15 years where everybody wanted that big, strong receiver outside. And you start looking at all the guys who had success in that. You look at the Randy Moss, the Owens, you look at Megatron, you look at just all these different
receivers. How tall is Larry Fitzgerald? Is he like 6'3"?
Larry Fitzgerald, right. You look at all these guys who were giants. And now it's kind of switched again and went back to like, I mean, think about the Dolphins with Dan Marino.
Yeah, we were doing this yesterday because we were looking at the TV and like, man, Ayuk is a giant. And he's really not.
He's not.
He's not. He's just
compared to everybody else.
The Dolphins receivers are very, very short. But obviously, they're going to get at one point, they'll likely get, I guess I shouldn't count my chickens on the Odell Beckham thing. But
well, and keep in mind, I don't think they thought he would be here, right? But they have him for later on in the season.
Well, you know what? I tell you one thing that kind of annoys me with it, though. Why so much secrecy, right?
Right.
Because yesterday, all of the reports came out, and they're like, oh, yeah, he had an off-season procedure, and this was expected all along. And I'm like,
no, it wasn't.
24 hours ago, the coach say, oh, it's TBD if he's going to be on the PUP list still. I'm like, you know, like that's one of those things that seems like there's something there they're doing some damage control on. You
well,
know?
Well, here's the problem. And here's how you explain this. He had a procedure. They knew about it. Right. So it wasn't a surprise. The surprise, however, was how long it's taken to get him on the field. Right. So you can't say you didn't know about it. Right? You can't say you didn't know about the injury or about the procedure. And I think a lot of it has to do with, yeah, man, like knees start rubbing, bones start rubbing together, and you see how that affects basketball players. Well, football is even harder, right? And you you got to monitor that, and you have to be careful with that, and you have to they have these procedures to try to help with that, but it sometimes takes a while to come back. So they knew about it. They knew about the procedure. However, they're not going to come and say, hell, we didn't know it was going to take this long for him to come back. We wouldn't have gave him $3 million, right? So, that's why you kind of get the kind of, you know, wishy-washiness because they kind of knew they don't want, you know, they don't want to show any frustration with Odell because the injury is the injury. And you can't have a problem with his recovery if you knew what he was going to have.
I just think that, like, the honest, like, if this was the case, like, why is there always this shroud of mystery? Like, just say, yeah, hey, he dealt with something. There's a long-term plan to this. And I don't even think, like, anybody is going to have issue with that, you know? And then, like, when you just leave all this stuff out in the ether to interpret, you're like, all right. It's kind of comes off the worst.
Let me read this. I'm a 5'9 2. I think I should try out. I run a 4.2, but it's in a 26-yard dash. My nickname is Tyreek Downhill.
Gets it going.
4.2. But that's, you know, look. I just think in a season where you have a lot of expectations and a lot of promise. It just seems like you're starting the season off kind of like the last season ended.
A little bit.
And I get real nervous about that, not because it doesn't happen, but because now in a week and a half and in 2 weeks, you are going to play two games. And you got guys who haven't really done a whole bunch of practicing. And you're going to have them rev it up to play two NFL games in 4 days? I worry about that.
We will take a break. Back with more for this.
Been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Dude.
What?
Can I just say this? Our boss is something else.
What happened?
How dare he?
So, I'm going to get my prepared snacks. I go, and Marcos is leaving the thing. I'm like, you just got here. You leaving again? I got to go let Lynn in. He wants me to let him in the main lobby. I'm like, the main lobby? The hell is that? Right? So I go to get my stuff. I come back. Lynn's walking through the door. Mm. I go, where's Marcos? He goes, oh, normally in the morning I put my key on this side, but this morning I put it on the other side, so I thought I didn't have it. So I call Marcos. Then Marcos comes over through the door. He's like, sorry, Marcos.
Damage is done.
Right.
Yeah, I got a nice tour of the building. I'm sweating from the humidity.
Wait, but I'm just saying.
All good.
Who used that? Hey, that phrase only worked when we had employees. We had some members. They used to have people at the front desk.
Yeah. Main lobby.
Right? You used to have to push the little button and they'd ring you up.
Yeah. Good times. No. Remember that.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, let me in. Love that. So this was just released this morning. We knew the show was coming out, but we have a release date on it now. The Netflix show that was following a lot of the NBA stars, including Jimmy Butler, has a release date on it. It's called Starting Five, and it's coming out in October, October 9th.
You see how they tried to sneak
I don't know why old I got a Tatum French in version there? Of this. Who?
They always try to sneak old Tatum in there.
Tatum's in the show. Yeah, well, it follows LeBron, Tatum, Anthony Edwards.
I know that, Montes, but But
Domantas Sabonis.
They always include Tatum in all of these NBA things.
Yeah. Well, I was just watching the commercial, which doesn't, it's not that great a commercial. It's like all five of them in a group chat of on Instagram, and Tatum's the one who starts it off, says, "Last year was a movie, guys. Let's relive it." And like, there's no way Jimmy Butler's responding to that in the real world.
No way. He's responding. Did they have like a response from Jimmy? Was he like, "Yeah, let's do
they
it"?
They do. Yeah, hey. It was the most unrealistic thing.
Hey. Oh yeah. Ever. Smeathan says it perfectly. How about Jimmy puts a release date on some playoff wins?
Well, you want to know something? That's the thing I'm actually interested in with this show, right? Because I'm wondering, Jimmy's a very fascinating guy off the court. Very fascinating guy. He has a lot of, as has been dubbed, side quests. And I think he's going to be, you know, I would think if you showed me a show of who is going to be the most interesting to follow between these five guys, I'm going Jimmy off the court. And I'd say probably on the court, Anthony Edwards, because I want to hear him bleep talk all the time. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure LeBron's got some stuff, but it's produced by LeBron. He ain't giving us the goods. So I am kind of curious because everybody feels like, you know, Jimmy dogged it a little bit last year and found reasons to miss games and you know, went to tennis, but then, I couldn't play the Knicks, you know? Like, all is this show going to reveal some of the struggles that Jimmy went over, or is it going to piss off the Heat fan because you're going to get a look and say, hey, why are you hanging out with Carlos Alcaraz but can't hang out on the court?
So like, they're going to probably so you don't want to see them showing everybody getting ready for games and stuff and Jimmy hobnobbing through South Florida in the world,
four of these guys play a lot of games,
right?
You know, LeBron, Ant, Tatum, Sabonis, they don't miss a lot of action,
right?
Jimmy, he missed a lot of games last year, and I'm wondering what this I am curious, like, what the reveal is going to be on this show as far as, like, what went on last year and why there was these many missed games, or if it's going to show, nah, the guy was really, really banged up last year and he couldn't go a lot. Taking the playoff injury out of it. Obviously, I know he had a real injury at the end of the season.
Do we know more or less when it starts? That's what we're trying to find out, right? Because I want to see
the show.
Yeah, not the show. Be like, when did the coverage begin? I want to know if we're gonna have an opportunity to see him on a horse in Miami, or are we gonna have an opportunity to see him in that music video?
I think all of it was last. I think it followed him all of last year. The Netflix cameras,
you know, and that's why. He lived a hell of a life last year because he knew.
Well, he always lives a hell of a life.
He does, but last year I was like, okay, you know, we got the bubble guts after the U.S. Open. Is that what we're talking about right now? Or whatever, Wimbledon? I don't know what the hell.
Well, that's going on. Like, that's going to be the thing. It's like,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, if Jimmy has these, well, like, and Jimmy Butler has a love for all sports outside of basketball. Mm. And then you see him just pounding drinks at the U.S. Open and be like,
yeah.
I don't know if I got this one in me.
Tomorrow. I got to call out tomorrow, guys. May have to call out.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is this Netflix show going to annoy the Heat fan, or is it going to be like, oh, now I get why Jimmy missed so much action?
I think it's going to annoy him, because why would a fan understand or think that if Pat doesn't?
Yeah, I feel like
Pat didn't say Jimmy went through some stuff, right? Pat said he needed to play more games. That's it, point blank. So why would a fan watch something and then go, oh, Pat, you were hard? No, they're not going to do that.
I don't know, because what if it shows Jimmy Butler's like, guys don't know, but I got to go through, get some more electric pole shock therapy to get it going, just to get the old wheels
and
turned.
And you
the
think
next
Pat
day.
Wasn't that aware that if that was happening?
I don't know.
You don't think the team would know what he was going through?
I think Jimmy's kind of got his own operation.
Oh, well, then he should have been a little more clear, and Pat maybe wouldn't have went that route. But if Pat went that route, you think a fan is not going to go that route? That's what he's like. I don't know what's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I was like listening to a podcast yesterday with Hassan was on the OGs, and Hassan was talking about Pat Riley one time worked him out at the Heat. Like, nobody's ever worked him out harder. He worked him out, and while Pat was wearing full suit, making him lick his palms and touching the backboard. He's Pat Riley. Like, he comes from a different era.
Again, injury is injury, right? And you think Pat is going to say something like that with his star player if he knew he was hurt?
He's done that plenty of times, though. He's done that with Goran. Even with Goran banged up, he did that with Goran. He did that with D-Wade. He's called guys out even being banged up. He's done that before.
And I would think that maybe he had a point that he maybe felt that there were some games, right, that these guys could have went and they didn't for whatever reason. Like, that's something you don't just say with just to say. When Pat Riley said that, you don't say it just to say it. And so I'm thinking, you think fans are going to say, oh, Pat, you were too hard on Jimmy. Look at what was going on. No.
Possible. It's possible.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm willing to hear things. I'm absolutely wrong on that. I'm willing to see Jimmy's side on this.
Again, all I'm saying is this, without saying anything, should there be something you see about Jimmy's injury that the Heat didn't know about? And if the Heat knew, then why would Pat be going after him like that? That's my whole point.
Well, in fairness, Pat was going after him for chitter chatter mostly. You know, he told him to keep his mouth shut because he was talking about, you know, games that he wasn't playing in.
Okay, so Waddle Bay Waddle says, oh, look at Leroy making assumptions of what Pat Riley meant by his words. He said exactly these words. He need to play more games.
He did say that.
So I don't know what the hell you talking about, Waddle Baby Waddle.
Wow. It's anger in that.
And I'm not making no assumptions. He did say that. And I said, would he go after Jimmy if it is shown that Jimmy was actually really hurt? And why wouldn't he know that?
Hmm.
Josh Hart says, why Sabonis? Had to sprinkle in some intangible?
Yeah.
I think we all have the same question when Sabonis is brought to things of why Sabonis.
Yeah.
You've been saying that since Indiana.
Not a fan.
You hate Sabonis the way Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers.
You see this? Now look, now they doing what you do. Mm. So I make a valid point, call him out on his mess, and you're just lashing out.
It's not that I hate Sabonis. It's just Sabonis.
No, you hate Sabonis.
No, I don't hate Sabonis. It's nothing against Sabonis. Yeah. It's just Sabonis does something that Bam does in his sleep. Like, oh, Sabonis, you're the best. 15-15. Congrats, Sabonis. 900 straight double doubles. It's but can he stop a chair? You know, can he do anything?
It is actually weird.
Did he make the all defensive team?
He made all NBA last year.
All NBA, yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
Which I find a little bit. He is one of those guys that gets pumped up a little more than maybe he should, because I think there's a lot of players who could easily do what he does.
Easily?
Yeah.
He
doesn't really play defense. All he does is get rebounds and
it's true.
Putbacks and stuff like that.
I don't mean to be the old man in the poker room here and be like, he's good. He's good. Mm. He's good.
No Bam Adebayo.
You know, that's how I just feel. And I feel like, you know, he gets, they just have these guys, media darlings people love. But anyway.
He's just your Drew Smith.
Maybe he'll be like Kirk Cousins, you know? He'll surprise everybody in this Netflix series. Everybody's like, oh, I love Sabonis.
That's true.
Kirk Cousins?
No, I loved him in that series.
Everybody loved Kirk Cousins after the quarterback show.
Yeah. He was a media darling. Loved it. Loved his family.
Take a break. Back after this. No, they're doing media day at the Kaseya Center.
Damn. Oh, wait. But sorry, you thought it was
going to be Glenn, if you want to send us to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I could change my opinion on this.
Wait a minute.
But for right now, we're
he
not going to the
Bahamas.
He just had
Marcos come let him in. You think he's going to send us to the Bahamas?
That's true.
Hey, Glenn, send us to the Bahamas.
He said that because of the incident that he is kind enough to purchase me lunch. I said, hey, don't worry about it. You can just get me something from the vending machine. I can switch it to the Bahamas trip.
Yes. Switch to send us to the Bahamas.
Perfect.
But if he doesn't send us to the Bahamas, let me just say they don't deserve a Bahamas training camp.
No Bahamas
training camp for the Miami Heat.
I don't
want to
see people out on the beach.
That's
you
right.
Want to know something right now? Pella Larsen is going into his first Miami Heat training camp, and it doesn't come with Mai Tais, okay? I need them to have
Mai Tais in Bahamas.
Oh, they do Mai Tais everywhere, dude. Everywhere there's an island, they have Mai Tais.
Bahamas is rum everything. Bahamas.
What does a Mai Tai have in it?
Get a couple.
Does a Mai Tai have rum in it?
Yeah, that's rum for sure. But no, it's definitely Bahama Mamas. That's what they get for sure.
Rum runners. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
Less rum runners, more training camp running, okay?
Yeah.
I need Kalel Ware to be bathed in Miami Heat culture. And times are just changing. You know, used to be a Bahamas training camp, that was a reward, you know? And instead, they're going and hobnobbing on the islands. No. This needs to be a Jacksonville training camp. Remember when they went to the Army base the first year of the Big Three? That's what this team needs. They need
the
Army base
with
in
Boca?
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
Bahamas training camp? After that performance last year?
They should be in Homestead.
Yes, they need to be going and working out at the Homestead Miami Speedway.
Big's house with the trains.
Watch out for the trains. But yes, they should be over there instead.
Get out of here with they get to train in the Bahamas this year. Ridiculous.
Dr. Tobaga said they should train in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not saying this because Galen's not going to send us to the Bahamas. I mean, I'm sure the reporters who are going, you're like, yes, Bahamas. Yeah. But you want to know something? No Bahamas for this team. They don't deserve the Bahamas.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Remember that
trailer?
So let
me get this straight. We're going to sit here after last year, and you're just going to let these guys go on a water slide? What the hell is that?
Just have a fun day at Coco K? Huh?
Yeah. Well, what else? Is this going to be, you guys going to run suicides doing snorkeling?
Wow.
Like, get out of here, dude.
You can't. Hey, wait. First of all, let's be realistic. Mm. Right? Mm. Only the white basketball players going to do snorkeling. That's true. Why are you? Let's keep it real. Too far. You went too much.
That one side of the locker room, yeah. Duncan, Kevin Love, Pella,
yeah. Cole Swider.
Guys, we're going snorkeling.
Nah.
Jimmy's like, nah, we're not.
Nah.
Nah, dude, we're not.
I'm telling you what, I have never been more scared because I knew what a barracuda looked like. They tell you, you know, they have the nets around the little resort. But they say, be careful. The barracudas can fit through. Don't put any earrings or wear any silver chains because they're attracted to the chains, right?
You know,
barracudas got some evil teeth, right?
Yeah, barracudas love
and
the shiny
stuff.
And
so we're underwater looking, right? And I see two fish like this swimming at me.
Haseo says, what are they going to do, drills on a lazy river? Exactly, dude.
That's what got you here. The lazy river.
The last two seasons have been lazy river through the regular season.
You know that trailer
Bahamas.
D bought that one time you guys went on vacation? Mrs. Tobin decided she was going to book the Airbnb, that weird little trailer.
Oh, that's where they should be doing training camp. They need to go have training camp in the middle of nowhere, Central Florida. Apopka, dude. That's where they need to be training. What the hell is this? They get a Bahamas training camp. Hey, the only people who got to travel and enjoy their summers already did. Spo, bam. They got to go travel the world. Everybody else, send their ass to North Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, it's pretty amazing because now that you mentioned that trip, Tobe was all excited. We all went to Tennessee or to North Florida. He said, my wife took care of everything. He goes, hey, guys.
Like, oh, yeah, she set it up. Get there. There's like rust on the trailer.
What did you think you were staying in? It cost $250 for the week.
I didn't understand.
Well, you had to know.
Guy pulls up on a rusty golf cart. How y'all doing?
You had to know. You had to know when she said it cost $250.
I don't even understand this, dude. Going to the Bahamas for training camp? What kind of training camp is that? You thought the Dolphins had a soft training camp.
They should train in Siberia like Rocky.
Yeah. What?
Let Gogi set it up.
Yeah, send their ass to Slovenia. That's where they need to be. Although I didn't realize how beautiful Slovenia was based on all the beauty shots.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of mountains. A lot of mountains. But
I'm a flat earther.
What?
I don't care about the mountains.
Oh, not like Kyrie. Okay.
No, not like Kyrie. Okay. I'm just flat. I like flat.
You believe in a round earth. You just like the world flat.
I mean, I did live up north for a lot of my years.
Mm.
And I didn't, it was cool. Kyle says, I like golfing, terrain and stuff like that.
Ah.
Kyle says, may as well go to the middle of nowhere in West Palm. They don't deserve the Bahamas. Agreed. This year had Kaiser University written all over it. Like, last year they did FAU. Okay. Didn't work out that great. But at least, like, Boca's pretty nice. You know, they got some nice resorts in Boca. Mm. But that's your response?
Do you think someone was like,
training camp?
You know the problem with last season? We went to Boca. We got to do the Bahamas again, guys. Right? The mojo. Sure, dude. That was Ira Winderman secretly telling Cole Swider he needs to suggest that.
Cole Swider is looking forward to it now. Where does Indiana hold training camp? I bet you it's in the middle of nowhere.
Good luck.
Crazy. I can't even say. Remember Michigan went to, didn't they go to Italy or Paris or something?
Yeah. Crazy. This Jim Harbaugh's a nut job.
I'm telling you, you think he's crazy. He's been that way his whole life.
He was sitting here and he was like, he goes, yeah. He goes, I wish I was stuck. Did you see that the Chargers all got stuck on an elevator?
Oh, I did see that.
Not all of them.
Like a lot of them, dude. Like a lot of them. Like
first of all, there's a weight limit.
Whatever the weight limit was, they were dealing with that. And Harbaugh was like jealous because he didn't get stuck in the elevator with them.
That's easy to say when you didn't get stuck on the elevator.
Well, Jim Harbaugh strikes me as the guy who likes, you know, he likes just when it's just talking, you know, nothing else.
Everyone is glad they did not get stuck with Jim Harbaugh.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's
Jim Harbaugh seems like the guy who gets stuck on an elevator and he's got like nothing but elevator facts.
Yes.
He goes, you know, yes. Invented. And-
yes. Or he starts telling stories about the old days.
The guys and the two women that were on that elevator. I mean, that's a win. You know, you feel good about yourself. You were challenged and it was a test of will and you pull it down, pull it in. You know, as each person came off the elevator, I mean, sweating and, you know, some had the shirt off. Justin Herbert.
That's called dehydration.
His hair was a little wet, but his shirt was completely dry. That's another thing that blew me away. The guy is just a beast.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Because he didn't sweat?
Leroy, your boy is crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Listen. You know, I defend my guys, right? You know I'm going to defend my guy. But damn, Jim. Why don't we reel it in a little bit? That's too much. Getting excited
stays
because
cool
a guy person. In a room with a whole bunch of other sweaty athletes didn't sweat. Because
a guy wore a dry fit.
Yes, he's that's like, it.
This Justin Herbert.
So he was checking for sweat. That meant how tough you were.
Yeah,
you didn't sweat. So. He's a killer.
Sounds like the Miami Heat should have training camp in the Chargers elevator.
That's what they deserve.
It's so damn hot.
Well, that's how they've been playing basketball. So I would rather them play in a more open space.
Ridiculous. How are you guys going to finish in the play in the last 2 years? And you decide, you know what? You know what's really going to harbor the season and get everybody on edge? Island drinks. I gotta sit here and Thomas Bryant is drinking out of a pineapple.
Look at that.
Steven says, sounds like Harbaugh set that up. What sicko would set up? Hey,
Justin says,
let's close up that elevator to see how they handle this.
Quick, turn it off.
Panic test.
Oh, that's rough.
This is ridiculous, dude.
Again, I can't do this.
What do you got?
Manti Te'o.
Then still,
he's being more intense than he was when he played.
Rats off a ship on Manti Te'o, huh?
I thought you said that you were gonna apologize and back off since we found out he played 7 years.
I mean, he tried.
No. I'm not attacking his career.
You just said he's more animated than when he played,
right?
That's not attacking his career.
I definitely didn't expect Manti Te'o to have a media career.
No, I didn't expect it to. I thought he'd want to be as far away from the media as possible.
But I guess if Greg McElroy can do it.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. There are a few guys. You know, I was asked.
To do NFL Network?
To do just different stuff.
Yeah, you have IMDb, actually.
I didn't want to travel.
Ah, fair.
Yeah, I can't.
Wish you had.
And plus, keep in mind, at the time, I was having surgery every 3 months. Mm.
I wish the Heat had your mentality for training camp.
What?
Didn't want to travel.
Not traveling.
Do both thumbs.
Ridiculous. You want to, like, I was listening to this Hassan Whiteside with UD yesterday.
Ooh.
And he was talking about this conditioning test that he was put through. And UD's like, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
What?
I want to know what kind of craziness. Now? They don't do the conditioning test before the season anymore.
Oh, man. Bill did that. Belichick did that test.
Ooh. Do you want to know what kind of a low you've hit when Hassan Whiteside is like, man, these new kids these days, huh? Hassan Whiteside! Do it like we did, UD!
Oh, my goodness.
Did he explain why we don't do that anymore? Or he just said, we don't do that anymore.
I'll tell you one reason why. Jimmy.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. Arrive at 4 in the morning, put buckets up at 4 a.m.
Yep. Dude, that was the first Jimmy Butler story. I remember that.
And let me explain something to you. Okay. You guys are suckers.
What?
Suckers. A conditioning test is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's why I want it.
How about this? You ready?
Yeah.
Bill wouldn't let you practice until you passed it.
That's what I thought we were doing. I thought we were still doing that.
I was floored yesterday. I was like, man, Hassan Whiteside is talking about the old school days of the Miami Heat.
That's when you know it's time. Listen,
wow, bro.
And they're responding
at that point, as much as I am a fan of UD, right? At that point, I'm gonna take a break. When y'all chit chat with first of all, a guy who really pissed off all of y'all. And you having meaningful conversation with him now? Yeah. I gotta take a break.
Man. Well, the Heat are gonna take a break. It's called training camp in the Bahamas.
Well, like, you know what's funny?
I'm really floored.
You know what's funny?
What?
I would like to take you and put you through some type of training camp so you understand what you think is easy or hard or whatever. Like, come on, dude. Stop.
So you think
it's because they're in the Bahamas, they're going to take it easy. You know, they practice harder than almost anybody, right?
Oh, they practice harder than anybody. Yeah, but you want to know something?
They don't play games. That's the difference.
If you could put me through the most rigorous workout ever, Leroy, even to meme me and have me dying on camera, and I'll do it for you. But you want to know what's going to make it a lot easier? Daiquiris.
That's true. That is good.
So you would borderline kill yourself for a daiquiri at the end of it, right? he's like, look, Toby, this is Toby. Hey, we still getting them daiquiris after we done?
Kolejovic is dying out here, but at least he gets a pina colada.
Oh, and he just became of age.
Take a break. Hour two is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.